Whole Story Quest Audiobooks presents The Invisible Life of Eurydice Guzmão by Martha Battaglia, narrated by Laurence Bouvard. For one, who believed in me from the first of the four books sacrificed in the name of Eurydice. For my parents, whose presence in everything I do goes far beyond our family name. And for the best Portuguese teacher anyone could ask for. Solveig, this is the same 12-year-old girl, paying back all that you taught her. Dear readers, many of the stories found in this book indeed took place. Bodies were once piled up in the streets of Rio as a result of the Spanish flu. The verses uttered by Maria Rita have been borrowed from the poet Olavo Bilac, and the news related to her life appeared in the newspaper Jornal do Comércio. Rio also had a bookseller named Garnier, equal parts French and cheapskate, who left his family in a dire financial situation. A very poor young man became rich brewing beer, just like Luis and his Dupont brand beer. This Luis was my great-grandfather. Someone did have the singular fate I've given Luis here, as the writer Luis Edmundo recalls in one of his books of remembrances. Heitor Cordero, Bebe Silveira, and Raul Regis organized the finest soirees of the newly proclaimed republic. The composer Heitor Villa-Lobos went from school to school teaching the wonders of choral music. And there was indeed a terrific teacher at the Celestino Silva Municipal School, according to my grandfather. But the parts of this book most faithful to the truth can be found in the lives of the two protagonists, Eurydice and Guida. Many like them can still be found. They're the women who show up to Christmas parties and spend the bulk of their time sitting there quietly with their napkins in their hands. They're the first to arrive and the first to leave. They discuss the seasoning of the cod croquets, the numerous different desserts, and the wine, never drinking too much. They're the ones who ask you how your husband is doing, if their great-niece has a boyfriend yet, or when another great-nephew will be on the way. The lives of Eurydice and Guida have drawn inspiration from the women in my family, and perhaps yours as well. Chapter 1. By the time Eurydice Guzmão married Antenor Campelo, the longing she'd felt for her sister's return had already faded. She found herself able once again to flash a smile when she heard some
sample complete. Ready to continue?